Mr. Law. If you don't talk, you're gonna die.
I see. So you know how to fight. Well, today you're up against the Ting Brothers.
You want to fight? Fight with me.
Mindset to Mike, get your mindset right. What's the topic for today? Get inspired, change your life. Got a different state of mind with my mindset. Got a different state of mind with my mindset. Mindset to Mike, get your mindset right. What's the topic for today? Get inspired, change your life. Got a different state of mind with my mindset. Got a different state of mind with my mindset.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Mindset to Mike back at you with the Friday 15. Jimmy on this side.
What up, everybody? Welcome back to Friday 15. Hope you're having a solid day today.
Oh, yeah, man. I hope everybody's doing really, really good. I know I am sipping on this classy Diet Dew.
Fucking Mountain Dew, you sick, sick man.
Well, I will have you know that I was going back to the Snack Shack, which is like the community fridge at work. Fully intended on getting a water. I was getting a bottle of water because I am healthy, Andy. Mm-hmm. So going back there to get water. And there's a dude that works right by there. He's kind of like the short dude from Happy Gilmore that's like always got his arms folded and he just shakes his head no when Happy does bad stuff. He's always standing there. And anytime I grab a Mountain Dew, he's just like shaking his head at me. So I went to get a water. There were no waters. So I grabbed a Dew. Pull the Dew out of the fridge, and as soon as I pull, I turn around, and he's just, like, staring me down. I said, Vic, there's no fucking water, dude. What do you want me to do? Put some water in this thing. And he's like, drink a diet one at least, for God's sakes. And, like, I just felt so low at that point, and I'm like, you know what? I'll take one of these crappy Diet Dews. Diet Dew is like, why am I even drinking this thing?
What's the point?
There's nothing even in it. It's just got a little bit of sodium. I guess I needed 2% sodium, huh?
Get them artificial sweeteners, bro.
Hey, there's a brominated vegetable oil.
Bro.
But anyways, I'm drinking this little weak-ass Diet Dew. But it's Friday. Drew, I can't, you know, last week we talked about you're doing some shitty experiment for this thing you're doing.
Yeah, man.
Where you're sending in your doo-doo, man. Now, word on the street is you got something else going on.
I don't even drink coffee no more, bro.
I'll let you describe it because I'm gonna make an ass out of myself if I try to describe it.
This whole January is butt month, dude. No, but part of the one of the weekly challenges for this Fit for Service was to do either an enema or a colonic.
Which, for the people out there like myself, what exactly, like what's the difference and what's the purpose?
So it's basically just cleaning out your large intestines. So a colonic would be like you actually go to a place, set an appointment, and they. You go to a place where they flush water into your booty.
Suck your butt out.
And then you purge all the shit, literally, and toxins and everything out. So it's kind of like cleanses you on the inside because you get a lot of bacteria buildup and all that kind of stuff going on.
Like stuck on the walls in there, right?
Yeah, on your lining, like the membrane, stuff like that. You get a lot of like dead cells and just waste that just gets hung up in there. So you either do a colonic or you can do an enema. And I was really worried about going to a place and having someone like stick something up there and me sitting in this like room. Yeah. So I'm like, man, I'm just going to like do it myself, you know? So then I follow this guy named Ben Greenfield, and this dude's like, I've talked about him many times on here before, but really interesting guy, man. He's real all about health and longevity and performance and stuff like that. And he actually has his own coffee brand called Keon that's really antioxidant rich, you know, organic coffee. So, and then he has an article on here. It says the Keon coffee enema. So I'm like, all right, I just happen to have some Keon coffee too. So I'm like, all right, this is it, man. So I read this whole article about what he's doing. Now, you don't have to use coffee, but there's a lot of added benefits due to the antioxidant properties of the coffee. And this goes back like, you know, reading this article, like, this is something, a practice that's been done many times, like, in history, just adding more value as far as, you know, energy levels and cleaning everything out. You want to utilize the coffee. So I'm like, fuck it, you know, I'm just going to do it. So I ordered a...
And hang on, to be clear, you, like, you know, I'm sure you're going to get into it, but, like, this is a legit thing. It's not like, you know, weirdo shit. And you also can't just go put an article online for something that you know Drew owns one of, and then he'll put it in his butt. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't go just put an article up that says, like, you know, brown top dresser drawer, put it in your butt, and then Drew Googles it. That's not how this works.
It might be a Diet Mountain Dew animal, dude. That might be right up your alley.
Right up my assy, boy.
Right up your ass.
Anyway, go ahead.
So anyway, so I'm like, all right, I'm doing it. He gives us the whole, all the items you need, how the whole process, you know, boil the coffee, let it cool, all this. I'm like, all right. So I get this stainless steel bucket, and they got this, the tube and everything. I'm like, fuck. I know I have to do it because if there's accountability in this fit for service group, and I don't want to be like the asshole that's not doing it, you know? Because we comment on everyone sharing, like, you know, their experience and how they feel afterwards, you know, all this other content's going on. And I'm like, I got to contribute, you know, that's part of the reason why I'm in this, is to force myself to do things that I don't want to do all the time, knowing that there's health benefits on the other end. So here I go. I get the coffee going that morning. I did this last Friday, and I get the coffee going, get it brewing, and get all the equipment ready, the stainless steel bucket and all that, hook up the tube, I pour everything in there, I let it cool down, and now I'm just like mentally preparing for this, right? So then he tells you how to do everything, and so I get the coffee ready, I get it flowing through the tube, and then here it's time. I'm just laying there ass naked on my left side. I got my right leg kind of like hiked up. and then
Kate walks through the door like, what the
fuck? No, dude, I had to make sure that, I mean, I wasn't comfortable, like, I gotta do this on my own, you know, I can't,
yeah, just, for sure,
like, in the house. And she's like, she was kind of worried about it, like, you can't do this by yourself, what if something happens? I'm like, I will figure it out, like,
yeah, what's gonna happen,
really? I don't need you hovering over me while I'm kind of, you know,
straight up,
this is not fun for me, let alone having someone like there. So yeah. Anyways, so it's gravity fed, so I got the stainless steel thing on the kitchen sink, and I'm laying there on my left side on the floor on the bathtub, and then I'm just trying to lay there, and then I let it open up the valve, you pinch the hose and or unpinch the hose or whatever, and it starts flowing, and I'm like, it's immediately, dude, just super uncomfortable, man. It's just, it could feel it. I look at the hose, you can see it flowing, like, where's this shit going, dude? But I could feel like my, like, it filling up inside, and it's really like, I don't know, it's just odd and weird, and I immediately just want to like stop, and I'm like, no, I gotta relax, because that's what he says, it's not gonna be comfortable, obviously.
Yeah.
So I'm just laying there, and then next thing you know, I see the coffee's like draining out of the tube, and I can see the tube's clear. I'm like, uh-oh, like all that shit's inside of me,
literally.
So then you lay there for 15 to 30 minutes, and I'm like, I don't know if I only think I made it like 10 minutes, because I just couldn't take it anymore. This is the first time I've ever done anything like this, so I'm like, damn. So super uncomfortable. So I'm just reading more in this article, like on the benefits, while I'm laying there trying to keep my mind off of like what's actually going on, you know. And kind of 10 minutes later, I'm like, all right, I can't take it no more. So I hop up, just go right to release and everything, dude. And it was like, yeah, and it was fucking just, there's no other way to say it, but there's this shit coming out like crazy. And like, damn, I didn't realize, like, yeah, but to eliminate all that like kind of stuff to talk about that, but I want to more focus on like the after effects of how I felt afterwards. So, dude, I was like full of energy for one, for, you get the, you're getting the caffeine release too, so which is pretty cool. You're getting that benefit, and then you get like just releasing, like, because you get all those toxins and like metals that build up and just hang up in inside your large intestines. You know, over years. I mean, it's my first time ever doing that. So you think 31 years of
whatever,
just hanging out in there. And then, you know, even like a couple of days later, like I still feel like my bowel movements after the past week have been, you know, I feel like everything's a lot smoother, you could say. And I just feel mentally clear because I got rid of a lot of toxins and stuff that get hung up in there. So, man, I could see doing it like once or every 3 months or something, but yeah, I mean, I'll probably do it again, like I said, but just cause I know how I feel afterwards, and in the 10 minute, 15 minute suffering is well worth, you know, the output.
Yep. Benefit. Good for you, dude.
So yeah, I'm a professional at Coffee Enemas now.
Yeah, dude.
If anyone wants some recommendations or insight,
and look up in your butt for you, dude. No, good for you for obviously doing it, getting out of your comfort zone there, and then obviously for sharing it. Takes some cojones to share with the world that kind of thing, but you know, your just average listeners probably gonna think, what the fuck? But really, like, Google it, it's a thing, you know, it's legit.
Yeah, so I'll post this this article on it. If anyone's interested, they can read into it and see. Like, there's like, he's got, I don't know, 15 benefits or so, and spelled out, and he goes into detail of what exactly is going on and the benefit of using coffee over water and stuff like that. So,
post that in the Grow Your Brain group.
I sure will. So if you're not in there, you need to hop up in that Grow Your Brain group.
Get in there. On Facebook, ask for, request the ad, Grow Your Brain, and we'll add you in there, and everybody can post articles and things like that that they find interesting and comment, chit chat, that kind of thing. Pretty cool. So there's the Drew Butt Saga, as I like to call it. pretty fascinating stuff there, man. Look forward to hearing more about this fit for service thing that you're going through. Do you know any idea like what's up next?
This week's challenge was to take a hot bath, like a really hot bath, 3 days a week, and do Wim Hof breathing while you're in the hot bath.
Ah.
So I haven't done that yet. Obviously, we're recording this before Friday, but I plan to get a couple of those in, and which I'll share those experiences as well with everyone, if anyone's interested. If anyone doesn't know who Wim Hof is, you definitely check that dude out.
The Iceman.
That was inspired my Health Talk Tuesday a couple weeks back on the cold thermogenesis. He's really, I mean, that's his bread and butter right there. So I would check that out for sure.
Yep, that dude, that's the guy. We've talked about him on here before. He climbed Mount Everest in just a pair of shorts, that kind of thing. Dude hasn't been sick in like 40 years. He does cold plunges in the Arctic and all this stuff. Pretty fascinating stuff about breathing as well. That's like his thing, is the Wim Hof breathing, which I've still never done. I always want to, but I guess I kind of freak myself out and think like, what if I pass out and nobody's around?
Yeah, I tell you what, man, sometimes when I go on walks, like in the morning or in the evening, I'll start doing those deep breaths, and you start getting lightheaded, and then you do the full exhale, you know, and then hold it, and like, dude, you get kind of high. It's kind of weird. I mean, you get this like release of all these like endorphins and like feel good hormones, and you just kind of really relax. It's pretty amazing. I start when I'm on my walk, and it's really like therapeutic too. So
I'm going to give that a shot. So that's it for Friday 15, man. I think the time is up. We appreciate everybody checking in with us on this fantastic Friday. And, you know, we just rounded out the month of January with our biggest month yet, with listenership and people, you know, people giving us, you know, feed, interacting with us, and then also obviously listening to the podcast, like by far our biggest month yet. So shout out to all of you. Keep going with us. And if you're feeling like you don't want to listen, like you liked it and we're doing something that you'd like to hear us do differently, or you have ideas, hit us up, man. We're obviously open to changing this thing and evolving it, and things are going in a really cool direction. So we appreciate everybody. Check out the link for the ad that you hear on these bad boys. Hit us up for bands, all that stuff that I tell you every single week. And also pick up a book. If you're not reading a book right now, read a book. Pick a book up. And there's no reason you can't read a few pages every day of a book. Find a few pages. When you're taking a dump, like Drew, grab a book, read a couple pages out of the book. Next thing you know, a couple months, you've read a book. And then you've, let's say you're somebody who doesn't read, you read three books this year just because you read a couple pages every time you took a dump. That would be one step in the right direction. So I challenge everybody out there to do that. We'll talk about the books we're reading on upcoming episodes. And then until next time, please, please, please grow your brain a little bit.
That's it. Stay productive and get shit done.
Mindset to Mike, get your mindset right. What's the topic for today? Get inspired, change your life. Got a different state of mind with my mindset. Got a different state of mind with my mindset. Mindset to Mike, get your mindset right. What's the topic for today? Get inspired, change your life.